Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Wally Bach is here. I'm glad he's here, too. Wally's an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1997. That's right, the previous millennia, the last decade, last century, I should say. Wally, he's very old, folks, and he's tottered in here to the virtual studio to spend some time with us, and we'll get him back to the home after we get through with the show here. But hey, Wally, welcome back.
That's all right, Jim. I'm right here in the North Carolina State Home for the Bewildered and happy to be with you.
Yeah, we're glad you could join us. Wally, folks, is a multifaceted talent. He's done a lot of different things in his life, and all of them well. But these days, he's helping people get their books published, and he's a best-selling author himself, and of his own books. Plus, he helps other folks, and so I wanted to talk to you, Wally, today about what I'm calling the future of books, or another way to say it is, what is the future of our relationship with books? And I mean in two ways: the physical book and genres of books. And so I want to take the physical part first, Wally. You and I grew up at a time when if you wanted to learn something, you bought a book, you picked up a book. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could get news, you could get some information, you could get some stuff out of magazines and newspapers, you could learn about stuff like that. But if you really wanted to bore down, you wanted to learn something, you wanted to go deep on something, you picked up a book, didn't you?
That's what you did. And, you know, we had, my mother bought us a set of encyclopedias.
Yeah.
Mostly, I should point out, to settle the arguments at the dinner table. And we'd get in the middle of something and start going back and forth. And she'd say, wait a minute, that's a fact. We don't have to argue about it. We can look it up. And off we'd march.
Yeah. And thank God for those annual updates your parents popped for, too, right?
Every one of them.
Well, you know,
I think we may be the only family in Christendom who actually read some of them.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? To show you what kind of a weirdo I was, I actually picked up encyclopedias. I just picked one up and started reading it. I mean, I loved the encyclopedia.
Oh, got it. Another nutcase. I did
the
same thing.
But the thing is, Wally, I mean, and I have to say this. My family, we were blue collar. We were as blue a blue collar family as you could be. We had two nickels to rub together, but we couldn't have come up with a third one, you know. But I got to say, as much as we struggled, I have to give my mother and father some credit here for making sure that we always had books. I mean, if somebody came to the door to sell us a book, they would buy it. And you know what? They weren't necessarily book readers. They just wanted to make sure their kids had books. And I'll never forget that. But still, that was part of our culture. Since Gutenberg, we've been reading books since the 15th century. Now comes along technology. And what is today, right now, Wally, my new book, The Age of the Customer, fully 50% of our sales through Amazon, for example, and through our own website, are ebooks. 50%.
Mm-hmm. You're like most of my customers who write business books, and their sales are half to three quarters.
But I'm not sure it's just business books because
I don't know. All I'm saying is that's who I work with, and that's their experience.
Right. But I want to for the time being though I want to talk about the nonfiction in a minute. But I'm just talking about books in general. I'm going to say that if you're a business owner and you like to read business books, you like to read them electronically. You're going to read your novels electronically too.
That could be. The stuff that I've seen, Jim, says that what's still happening with literary fiction, as opposed to popular fiction, that literary fiction, people are still reading mostly in physical books, that popular fiction, you know, the John Grisham and that crowd.
Right.
They're starting to read electronically.
But Wally, I have a relationship with books. You have a relationship with books. Here's what here's how I'm going to define my relationship. If I pick up your book from a friend's house and it's the paperback version, and I like the book. I want to get it myself. I'm going to pay extra to get the hardback version of that book. Mm-hmm. Because I want that book in my library. You know what I mean? I want to read it, I want to have it, and I want to possess it in my library. Because that's the kind of relationship I have with books. That's changing, isn't it?
I think it is.
And I think it's changing with baby boomers.
I think it's changing with all of us. Because the things are there, we're finding things that we can do. I mean, I love the fact that there's a couple of hundred books on my Kindle. So if I take it, yeah. I mean, I can remember when I used to take a trip and I'd say, okay, now which book?
So you've gone over to the dark side. You've gone over to the dark side.
I've gone to the dark side. Well, I'm actually both. It's really interesting. I do both. Most of the business books that I read now, I don't actually read. I listen to.
Yeah. So, okay.
And then I mark up my Kindle.
There's another thing. You're saying you buy audiobooks.
I buy audiobooks. What I do is I buy an audiobook.
For business books.
And the Kindle version.
I'll be darned.
And I buy the audiobook. If the audiobook tells me that there's some value in the book, I buy the Kindle version because I write in books.
We know the upside of an e-book. We know how handy it is. Mm-hmm. We know it's pretty cool and neat and all that kind of thing. What's the downside of this shift, Wally?
I think, and I'm not, this may just be that I'm a baby boomer, but for me, the e-book doesn't have the same, you talked about relationship earlier, but I find that if I want to go back and reread something, not look something up for information, but reread something that's really good, a piece of Peter Drucker or something, I almost always do that in the physical book, even if I have it on the e-book.
But what if you don't have the physical book? What if you've only bought it in an e-book? Let me back up. Here's something to think about as we go to a break, Wally. What if it's never made available to you in the physical book? That's where we're headed.
I'm going to use what I got.
That's where we're headed, folks. That's where we're headed. And I'm proposing, Wally, that that's not necessarily a good thing. You can call me an old fogey if you want to, folks. But I sell a lot of e-books, and I'm proud of that. I'm glad to make it available, but I don't think we're going to have a better world when all books are digital. 20 after, right back with Wally. We're going to talk about the future of our relationship with nonfiction books.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.